This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Allergy Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience at eHealth Radio. Today we are visiting with Dr. Wendy Wells, a licensed naturopathic physician who joins eHealth Radio today to help you understand food intolerance and food allergies and how they can profoundly affect your health. Dr. Wells, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric, for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. So tell us, there's a growing concern about how food can be an underlying cause of disease. For example, many people have tried going off on off of gluten or dairy and are having some success with their health issues. What is your take on those trends?
Well, you know, I mean, absolutely, foods can affect our health, especially if we cannot properly digest certain foods. I mean, the classic example is lactose intolerance. Now, clearly, those individuals, they have a strong response when they eat lactose, and they cannot digest it at all. That's lactose in dairy products. But what we now know and understand is that there are varying degrees of intolerance of many different types of foods. And so each of us may have a different intolerance to a lesser or a greater degree that profoundly affects our health.
What exactly is food intolerance?
Well, food intolerance is simply the inability or the decreased ability to properly and fully digest certain foods or food groups. So we can have one or more of these food intolerances, and occasionally we can be intolerant to some food combination. So basically we can't digest foods well, which is what causes the problem.
What does eating these foods that we can't digest do to the body?
Well, basically, undigested food putrefies in the gastrointestinal tract and causes toxicity and inflammation in the body. Now, this inflammation can contribute to things like migraines, irritable bowel syndrome, fatigue, arthritis, gas, bloating, even some skin conditions such as eczema. See, these conditions are just simply symptoms of the body, and the body's trying to tell us something is wrong, okay? Many of us will say we'll have irritable bowel syndrome, or we'll have a migraine, and we'll take a prescription medication, but that really just masks these symptoms. And then it becomes very difficult to find the underlying cause, which you see may just be simply a food that we eat every day.
Today we are joined by Dr. Wendy Wells, a licensed naturopathic physician here on eHealth Radio's Allergy Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. How is food intolerance different from food allergies?
That is a very good question, and many people get confused by this. But really, food allergies, okay, they are a symptom of a deeper problem. So anytime we get allergies, it's because we've allowed a foreign particle into our bloodstream where it does not belong, and in this case, it's food, okay? So it goes into our gastrointestinal tract, and it allows these small digestive particles go into the blood where they create allergies. Our food thinks they are foreign substances and then creates an allergy against them, okay? So that's a food allergy. But many patients come to my office, they've removed their food allergies from their diet, yet their health problems still persist. And so what I find is that food intolerance is actually the underlying cause of food allergies. If you're still confused by this, I'd love to talk to you more. You're welcome to call and speak to me in my office. But allergies really are a symptom of a deeper problem. That's what you need to remember. And food intolerance is the underlying cause of those allergies. So hope that helps.
And if I wanted to know if I had any food intolerances, what would I do or what should I do, and how would I go about finding all that out?
Well, actually, food intolerance is a simple blood test. It's a blood draw in the office, or a kit can actually be sent to you anywhere in the United States. Like I said, I'd be happy to discuss, you know, each person's personal case with them to see if they're a likely candidate for food intolerance testing. I do offer free 15-minute consults, so I'd be happy to do that. But really, it's just a simple blood draw in the office or a kit that I can send out to your home.
Very interesting. Now, Dr. Wells, where could our listeners be in touch with you to get more information and to also, you know, if they wanted to find out what their intolerances were as well in relation to food, how would they get in touch with you?
Well, sure. My website is simply my name. It's drwendywells.com. I've written several articles on the topic that can be found there on the website under articles and links that they can, you know, they can read up on there. And also I have a contact page, and that goes directly to my personal email. So anyone who would like to ask a question about their health concern, I would be happy to answer that. Just go to contact page and send me an email.
That sounds fair enough. And Dr. Wells, in conclusion, what one thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion?
In form of a tip or conclusion, you know, really, I would love to just teach everyone to learn to listen to their body. Your body and its clues can be the greatest key to your long-lasting health. And also, you know, look to nature to provide answers. We really have been given literally everything we need right here on Earth. Thank you, Eric.
You are very welcome. And we've been talking with Dr. Wendy Wells, a licensed naturopathic physician. And once again, the website of reference, and to be in contact with her with any questions that you may have, it's drwendywells.com. This has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Allergy Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.